Hello and welcome to another edition of the Balls to the Wall podcast, the podcast that brings you all the news from local football and beyond.
Party!
I'm joined, as usual today, by Tepo Ntumalengwe, Orlando Pirates writer and general football writer. How are you, Tepo?
I'm all right, joined to yourself.
I'm good, thank you. We are not going to have the esteemed company of Mr. Sibongiseni Gumbi today. He is away on a well-earned break. So it's just us two. I might be a bit shorter than usual, but we'll try and keep it sweet, short and sweet. And we will first look back on the weekend's action, starting with the Soweto Derby, which saw Orlando Pirates finally this season beat Kaizer Chiefs to reach the Nedbank Cup final. Needed extra time for them to do it. But Jose Rivero's side will play Sekhukhune United in the final of the Nedbank Cup on May the 27th at Loftus Stadium. For Kaizer Chiefs, it is an eighth season in a row now without a single piece of official PSL silverware in their trophy cabinet. Tsepo, we went to the game. What did you make of it? It was a tense affair for much of it.
It was very tense, Junty. And, you know, the fact that Chiefs has beaten Paris twice already in the season, so they came into this game, you know, knowing very much that they have to win it, and especially the fact that, you know, Chiefs players, when they were drawn against Chiefs, they were celebrating in all of it. So they wanted to prove a point. And, you know, it showed during the game. I mean, there was even a commotion, you know, during the match and all of that, you know, players fighting and all of that. And, but again, you know, I think, what matters most for Pirates is that, you know, we are now in the, you know, in the final. Yes, Chiefs might have beaten them twice in the league, but what matters most is that we are now in the final, you know, and we are in the, on the run for their second trophy in the season, which is, I think, you know, very good for them.
Yeah, you had Kermit Erasmus scoring in the 14th minute, tap-in to give Pirates the lead. Yusuf Mart with a good goal with 11 minutes left, getting Chiefs back into the game. And then Mtetwa with a rare goal, header, a good header from across to give Pirates the win. Talking about the winning goal, perhaps it looked a bit to me like Chiefs got a bit caught by surprise, especially the goalkeeper, Brandon Peterson. It looks like he wasn't expecting the ball to come his way, and then the next thing he knew, it was past him and in the back of the net.
That's the thing, because I think, you know, the Chiefs defenders, you know, during that point, they were sleeping. I don't think they were expecting Ndlondlo to put in that cross, because, I mean, like, Salim Mteta, when he hit that ball, he was just all alone. And again, you know, I think it's very difficult for any goalkeeper. When a player, you know, hits a ball and just bounces, it becomes very difficult for the goalkeeper, and that's what, you know, gave Peterson, you know, problem, because he couldn't save it. Any goalkeeper in the world couldn't, you know, it's very difficult to save a ball like that. And but again, I think it was a good header by Mteto.
Yeah, a good goal there to put Pirates into the final. Another chance to win a piece of silverware for then having already won the MTN 8 this season, of course, and in pole position to finish second in the DStv Premiership as well, although they did slip up slightly. By conceding a late goal against Royal AM the other day, which otherwise they would have pretty much been out of sight with two games to go. Just moving on to the second semi-final then, or in fact first, before we do that, let's wrap up Kaizer Chiefs' season because it's pretty much wrapped up.
Yeah, it is.
Highly unlikely to finish second in the table, or they really can't because of goal difference. They're 6 points behind Pirates as it is with two games left to play, and their goal difference is much worse. They could still catch SuperSport, who they're playing on Saturday, but if they lose that one, then that's that for them. They won't have any CAF football to play next season. Arthur Zwane did his best after the game to say he'd done better than previous Chiefs coaches.
Yes.
A truth in that, Tepo, and also just to add on to that, he also made a slightly bizarre claim that you mentioned that Chiefs players celebrating when they were drawn against Pirates in the semi-final. He said they would have celebrated against
any other team.
It wasn't really about Pirates. I think that was kind of, nonsense. I think it was a word I used in the Bacardi supplement. It looked certainly to me like they were very excited to be playing Pirates.
Yes, I mean, like, we all knew and we all saw that everybody saw it. I mean, I think the fact that they were celebrating because I think they knew that, you know, they've been able to, you know, to overcome Pirates in their, you know, past five games, six games. You know, yeah. I mean, they've beaten Paris previous five times before this game. Yeah. So, I mean, even during this game, I think Chiefs could have won that game, you know, very easily. They could have read a bit up in the first half. Sahile got about two chances. Clear-cut chances, you know. I think that's why they were celebrating, because they knew that, you know, they are able to manage Paris, they are able to beat them. And what he said is just an excuse. I mean, for Fazwan, it was just an excuse. And, but things like, you know, Paris had the last laugh, because, I mean, they beat them. But again, otherwise, I think, you know, another thing that I noticed, John, is that Coach Joseph Rivera is becoming very confident now, hey? Like, even when he speaks, you know, he's like, he's working tall, like, who's a plumber now?
Yeah, no, well, that was obviously a needless insult that's been applied to some South African coaches. More of a joke than anything else, I suppose.
When you hear him speaking the post-match conferences now, like, he speaks with so much confidence. He knows that he's doing his job nicely and all that. I mean, like, his first season at Pirates, reaching the second final and all of that. So he's working tall now.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you've had such a good year, winning so many games, and, you know, you've lost to Chiefs and Sundowns, but then you get your revenge in some way on Chiefs. Mm. You've got a chance now to lift another trophy, as you say. Why would you not be confident? And he certainly seems to have done a very good job there. Mm. Pirates will play Sekou Koune in the final. Sekou Koune, perhaps not who people expected to get through on Sunday against Stellenbosch. I don't know what the betting money was like, but I think a lot of betting money might have gone on Stellenbosch for that game. We certainly, in last week's podcast, were backing Stellenbosch to take that one, given the goal glut, given that Reyners was back, given the amount of goals they scored in the competition up to this point, given that they were doing it for, of course, the tragedy that befell Oswin Andries. There was all that sort of emotional motivation for them, but they couldn't quite get there. I mean, there were a lot of chances in this game. It was a surprising 0-0 in the sense that it seemed like someone had to score, but nobody did. And then obviously you've got the lottery of the shootout,
which can go either way.
And unfortunately it was Stellenbosch who missed the one penalty. And it was Sekou Koune, fortunately for them, who made it through. Brandon Trutte doing a great job there since taking over. And now they're in the cup final. Tepo, that one, how did you see that one?
I think it was a very good game. You know, the last time when we spoke about, you know, when we did the preview for the match, I spoke about how Brendan Trutte wants to prove himself. And, you know, looking at his squad, it's Kukuni. I think he has a very, very balanced squad, you know, with experienced players, like I said before. And, you know, for him, reaching this final, it says a lot. I mean, we know that, you know, he had problems at AmaZulu, he had problems at Swallows and all of that. But right now, you know, as Kukuni, I think he's very comfortable. I mean, last week, prior to the game, we attended their media open day. The environment is Kukuni jaunty. It's very nice. You know, Brendan Trutte, the way he communicates with his players, the way, I don't know, like, it's very nice to see, because, I mean, like, he's someone who's very, he's a father-like figure, you know, and I think, you know, that's why his players like him so much, because, you know, when you see them play on the field, they give their all. I mean, players like Ben Parker, you know, Vilagazi, they are big name players, but they respect him. You know, it's very nice to see. And I think, you know, Brendan Trutte, I mean, like, we have to give credit to him, because, I mean, like, since ever he took over at Sekou Koune, he's been doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean, just to go back over the penalties, there was actually two misses from Stellenbosch and one from Sekou Koune. Quite surprisingly, in fact, Ikram Reyners missed for Stellenbosch. You'd expect him to score then.
Yeah.
Sibusiso Vilakazi missed for Sekou Koune. You'd expect Sibusiso Vilakazi to score. Yeah. So that was a surprise first up. Then Junior Mendieta and Edwin Gima scored, Cardoso and Basedian scored. And then you had, unfortunately for Stellenbosch, Hernandez, missing that penalty. So it was a good result for Sekou Koune. I guess the goalkeeper is always the hero when you have a penalty shootout. So a good day for Sangare, who was the hero on the day and was mobbed by his teammates after they triumphed. So, and a chance for, of course, I mean, Sibusiso Vilakazi is another story, because he was looking for a club earlier this season.
Yeah.
Didn't seem to be able to find one. It fell apart a bit with TS Galaxy. Mm-hmm. he perhaps had a different way of thinking than Sead Ramovic, who didn't have very nice things to say about Vilakazi. A lot of people, including Pizzo Mosimani,
came out in support of Rumble on Twitter and all of that. I mean, like,
yeah, there was a bit of a rumble there. Came out in support of Vilakazi, and now, yeah, I guess he's got the last laugh on some level because he's in the final of a big cup competition, a chance to, prove that he's still got it at that level when they play Pirates. Good for Sekakune to have, I mean, Letsoalo, Vilakazi, some really experienced players that can cause Pirates some problems.
Mm. I mean, like, we have a very balanced squad, like I said, when I saw them at training, Jonty, like, the way they are doing things and all of that, I mean, like, a lot of people take Sekakune lightly, but to tell the truth, we are a very, very well-organized team, with experienced players. Kado Sove as well. I mean, Lindam Dambo and, the way we are so united, Jonty, I think, they deserve to win something. I know it's going to be very difficult for them to come up against Pirates because Pirates want to prove a point as well because they want to win their second trophy this season. But again, if Sekakune wins this tournament, I would be happy for them.
Before that, we've got two rounds of DStv Premiership fixtures left to play, all being played at the same time, this Saturday at 3:00. Obviously the DStv Premiership title long since decided. There is still, interestingly enough, a game that, a league game between Orlando Pirates and Sekakune taking place on Saturday, a little bit of a warm up for the final. And also if Pirates can win it, another step or perhaps even confirmation that they will play in the Champions League next season. And then SuperSport, as we mentioned, are playing Kaizer Chiefs in a big game there.
I'm sure Pirates will want Chiefs to win that game.
Well, if Pirates and Chiefs both win, then Pirates have pretty much done it. They pretty much made it into the – even if SuperSport get a point, if Pirates can win, then they've pretty much done it. They have done it. So it's all on Pirates. It's all in their hands. They aren't losing games. You'd have to say they'll be heavy favorites to win at home to Sekakune and basically, or in their final game to seal the deal. Of course, one of SuperSport or Chiefs probably Chiefs, is going to be all but knocked out. I don't think if SuperSport win, they've still got a chance. Then Sekakune, as we said, are a good side.
Yeah,
if Sekakune, the simple fact is if Sekakune beat Pirates and Chiefs, and SuperSport beat Chiefs, SuperSport are above Pirates with one game left to play. They're in pole position. So it's still on. It's still on the race.
It's still on the race, yeah. But, like I said the previous time, Jonty, I don't really want to see Kaizer Chiefs going to continental, club competitions. Because, AfaZwan is still, trying to get a right balance for his team and all of that. And so if we're going to go to Africa, I think it's going to be hectic for him. That squad is not really balanced right now, but you can see what he's trying to do. So, I think they just need to concentrate on, with the DStv Premiership and cup competition next season because, there's something that he's trying to do and, if we're going to go to Kev, it's going to be very difficult for them because I don't think they even have a depth in the squad.
Yeah. No, I think for Chiefs, maybe focus on the league again. See if Arthur can turn it around.
Otherwise, he's going to be under pressure. Especially after what Marino Gallants did. people are going to start comparing them with Marino Gallants. Marino Gallants did very well in the CAF, Confederations Cup. So if Chiefs go there and we don't even make it to the group stages.
Gallants still there as we speak, playing Young Africans at about 3:00 on today, which is Wednesday, the 10th of May at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Good luck to them in that one. We won't touch on that too much because by the time people listen to this, it might be a clearer picture of what's happening in that game. We've also got a relegation scrap ongoing. Maritzburg United, Chipper United, Gallants still down there. I mean, they could still win the Confed Cup and get relegated. It's not beyond the realm of possibility. Richards Bay probably just about okay, but also still down there. Galaxy not safe. AmaZulu just about safe. How do you see that? I mean, Maritzburg still have to play Sundowns next week, but Sundowns will be in the middle of a CAF semi-final and maybe won't be as focused as they might be on that game. Yeah, I don't know how you see that one.
I mean, it's very disappointing to see a team like Maritzburg, you know, their campaign has been really, really bad this season. And, you know, at the moment, I'm really scared for them because I don't really want to see them get relegated, you know. I would rather have Chipper get relegated. I'm sorry, but I would rather have Chipper get relegated.
Well,
because I think Maritzburg is a good team. And, you know, they brought us the Friday night, you know, games and all of that. I mean, like, they bring that spark in with yesterday's premiership, you know. But this season hasn't really been, you know, it's been very bad. It's been very bad for them.
Well, I think Chipper, obviously, they have a big game against TS Galaxy on Saturday. The way they've been managed, Chipper, like coach after coach after coach getting fired. I've always kind of advocated that a club that's run in such a messy way doesn't really deserve to be in the Premiership.
Exactly.
They got to professionalize their structures a bit. They got to, you know, put a coach in there they can keep faith in and, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's always sort of worked for them because they've always stayed up. But I think this could be the season that it finally falls apart. It wouldn't be too much of a surprise.
I know it's going to be very bad for people of Gqeberha and Eastern Cape. But, I mean, like the way the team has been running the last couple of years, I mean, it's nah, man.
The Maritzburg still have they have a must-win game, really, against Stellenbosch on Saturday. And then they'll probably also have to beat Sundowns. So it's tricky for Fadlu Davids, man. They just haven't been able to put it together. And it's looking pretty bleak there. And there's a KZN derby between Arrows and AmaZulu. Both those sides pretty much safe, as we said. You got Royal AM playing Swallows. Swallows have done really well lately to lift themselves. Yeah. Musonia Tama has to take immense credit for lifting them out of trouble. Advocating for him to keep the job, a lot of people are now. So it's interesting that. And then, as we said, man, Sundowns will play Maritzburg United on Tuesday because they are involved in the CONCACAF Champions League semi-final, this weekend. And to finish off, I think, let's go to that big game, two legs, semi-final, Sundowns Wydad, two clubs with plenty of African experience. Wydad, a ruthless place to coach. They sacked their Spanish coach and replaced him with a Belgian coach, even though they made the semifinals of the Champions League because they lost a league game, which I think lost them top spot in the Moroccan league. It's tough out there. But in Casablanca, Sundowns have arrived safe and sound in Casablanca and will play that game on Saturday. Seppo, will Sundowns finally break the Wydad curse a little bit? I mean, they've beaten Wydad in the past, but they've lost to them, I think, in the knockout stages on a couple of occasions recently.
It's about time. It's about time. I mean, like, we know that, you know, Rihanna has done very well and all of that, and what he has to do right now is just, you know, prove his point in the continental, competitions. I mean, like, yes, we know that Peter Bosamani did well, won the Super League, you know, the CAF Champions League, all of that. So Rulani, what he's doing right now, he wants to write his own history. And, you know, the way that he's been going right now, I think he's in a very good path. And looking at the way they've been playing, you know, yes, you know, lately in the TST Premiership, they've been relaxed, you know. But, you know, when it comes to the CAF Champions League, I mean, they know that they have to deliver. And, you know, with the way, you know, Rudani wants to see his name being written all over, you know. I mean, I saw a lot of coaches, you know, praising him after that Al Ahly win. You know, a lot of people are seeing what he's trying to do at Sundowns. And, you know, I think, you know, right now, They have everything, you know, to conquer Africa. Rudani Mokoena has the squad, has the players, and what he just has to do, what he just needs to do that, make sure that he beats Wydad. I mean, they are capable of beating Wydad.
Yeah, I mean, and also, obviously, I mean, I'm sure ideally they would have a similar result to the one they got in Algeria against Belouizdad, which basically killed that tie off in the first leg. They had picked up such an emphatic win that they... the Algerians were never really going to get back into it in Pretoria. So, I mean, that is something they'll probably be targeting, perhaps. If anyone's going to find weaknesses in Wydad, it's going to be Rulani with the amount of technical and his team. With the amount of analysis that goes into it. So good luck to Sundowns in that one. Also, good luck to Percy Tau. Percy Tau's Al Ahly will be playing Esperance in the other semifinal this weekend. And Tau has really shone for Ali in the later stages of this season's CAF Champions League. He's been in brilliant form. Even scoring when they were hammered here by Sundowns.
But that was a good goal. Yeah.
Good goal, and then he made a beautiful assist during the quarterfinals, and really has been a key member of that Ali team, which is great for him. I think at some point it looked like he wasn't going to play again for them, or he was really struggling with injuries. So hopefully he can push through, and for South Africa's sake, perhaps
even Bruce was complaining, but now he's happy to see him performing very well.
Perhaps we'll see an Al Ahly Sundowns rematch in the final. That would be some game. Ali would be keen to prove that, you know, whatever you do to them in the group stages, they end up winning the tournament.
Exactly. And I think that's what the coach said the other time, you know. Yeah. But, okay, no, sir, you guys beat us. We'll meet in the final.
Pizzo was in charge of Ali, he said that. I think they lost to them in the group. They said,
And
they came through and they won the tournament. They didn't beat Sundowns. Sundowns lost in the quarterfinals that season, I think. But, so we'll wait and see. Good to see such a big South African representation in CAF competitions, including, of course, Marumo Gallants, who, as we mentioned, good luck to them against young Africans of Tanzania today.
I heard one of the players was saying that, you know, a lot of people are not really giving them credit for what they have done in Africa, you know. And I think he was right, because I don't see a lot of people talking about what they have did. I mean, like, they've done very well. I mean, for a team like Marumo Gallants to be in the stages of a tournament, CAF.
No, it's amazing. It's a big and beating deal. Big sides like Pyramids of Egypt in the last round. They did really well in the group stages. One just hopes that they can stay up, because you never want that tag of having won the CAF Confederation Cup and then getting relegated. And we all know the financial implications of relegation, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, hopefully for their sake, they can stay up. And obviously also if they do get relegated, people will probably say, well, they should have focused more on the league.
On the league, yeah.
It's inevitable, but they've done really well, and hopefully they can, I think it'll be good for South African football if they can also survive.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's good for today. Thank you to Tsepo, for, as usual, coming in and giving his wisdom. We'll be back next week, but for now, please do follow us on Twitter at Pakati with 3 A's, like us on Facebook at Pakati, again with 3 A's, and get your copy of the Pakati supplement every Tuesday free when you buy the Citizen newspaper. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.